What I want to do this morning is talk a little bit about some topics in Hilchos Yichud. Hilchos Yichud is an interesting subject altogether, and a lot of the halachos I think are perhaps not that well known. But my purpose this morning really is not to give a summary of Hilchos Yichud. That might be desirable. That's not what I want to do. But rather, I just want to talk about the some of the lumbus that's involved in certain some lumbus within the rubric of Hilchos Yichud. Sort of Hilchos Yichud tends to be a little bit mathematical. That's part of its appeal if you go for those kind of things. And you'll see, I think, as we go along, that it tends to reduce to kind of a mathematics of its own. So anyway, without any further ado, let's jump right into it. So basically, the bedrock concept of Hilchos Yichud is that whenever you have men and women together in a secluded situation, so we assume that that's a situation of yichud, and that presents a problem of an isur yichud. Most Rishonim hold yichud is deraisa. No, not so obvious where it comes from the pasuk. They learn that from the pasuk of ki. The Gemara learns it from the pasuk ki yisischa chichud ben imecha even bisefer. The Gemara dashes that pasuk to allude to an isur yichud. The Ramashita seems to be that isur yichud is nisa derabonim. But anyway, kach kach, there is an isur yichud. So sometimes people think that yichud means one man and one woman alone together. I mean, that certainly is yichud. But that is, yichud is not, if she's an erbatim. If she's a pnuya, then it's only nisa derabon. David HaMelech was geizer on yichud the pnuya. Yichud deraisa is only with an erba. Pnuya is not an erba, she's not dosatim. So, not this erba. She may be a lav of lexia kadesha, but it's not an isur erba. So that's not yichud. That's not yichud deraisa. If yichud is deraisa, in any event, people think that yichud is one man and one woman. Yichud is not limited to one man and one woman. It could be several men and several women, and that also goes under the heading of an isur yichud, unless there's some matter. We always need some matter, something to diffuse the yichud situation, to take off the chash that some avera might take place. Then that's matter the isur yichud. In other words, yichud is not one man and one woman. Yichud is as many men as you want, as many women as you want, unless there's some matir that takes off the isur yichud. So what might those matirim be? So there's one matir which the Rambam discussed, which the Rambam mentions. It's really not a Gemara anywhere. Maybe it's self-evident. But the Rambam says that if you have many men and many women together, that's not yichud. Many men and many women is not yichud. What's called many men and many women? Not really so spelled out in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Anoshim harbe with noshim harbe. Some say three and three, three men and three women, so six people altogether. And other places say two and two, so it's four people altogether. So that, according to the Rambam at least, by definition, is not an issue. You could just a discussion in Achronim, everybody agrees to the Rambam, but Lahalacha we assume like the Rambam. So if you have a Rabbim, that's called a Rabbim. So that's not Yichud. Why is it not Yichud? Doesn't mean to know if ever it could happen, but it's just not Yichud. It's not called Yichud by definition, means they're secluded. If there's a Rabbim, then they're not secluded. Now, if you're standing in Times Square, many averes might be able to take place, but it's not a makom seser, and it's therefore, by definition, not a situation of yichud. But if you don't have a rabbim, let's say three and three, that's the mainstream shita. If you don't have a rabbim, then we have to come on to other heterim. So there are two main heterim. There are some others, but there are two main heterim which keep coming into play. And those two heterim are the concept of busha and yira. If we can have a situation where the people involved will have busha from each other, and they'll be embarrassed to do an avera together, and we'll see what the parameters of that are in a second, and that diffuses the issur of yichud. And the other great diffuser of a situation of yichud is yira. If people are afraid that maybe there's somebody there who's going to tell the tale, who's going to go outside, go afterwards and gossip about what they saw, then that fear also takes off the issur of yichud. So those are the two great matirim of yichud are busha and yira. Embarrassment and fear. They say Wall Street is driven by greed and fear, so yichud is driven or it's diffused by embarrassment and fear. So what do we need to create those situations, to create those material? So we'll take the busha. The Gemara says when does busha apply? So the Gemara says busha applies if you have, let's say you have men and women together. Says the Gemara, if you have two men together who are ksherim, that means they're fine, upstanding Jews of good reputation, then we assume that they have busha from each other. They won't be choyte together. Doesn't mean they won't be choyte at all. We say, ena petropos l'arayis, there's no person, even the greatest tzaddik, who are guaranteed that he won't be choyte. but they won't be chayte together. So if they will be chayte, they'll be chayte alone. They're not going to be chayte in front of each other. And therefore, that takes off the isser of yichud. Like, I had a friend once when I was a bacher, and a Hasidic guy came over to him and said, you know, maybe you want to come with me to Atlantic City and we'll go play the casinos. And he said, you know, if I would go, I wouldn't go with you. No, that I would be embarrassed to do. If I go, I would go myself. I'm not going to go together with you. So that's the concept of Bushan. Now that's limited. The Gemara says that has two great limitations. First of all, as I said, it only applies to Ksherim. It does not apply to Putzim. The Gemara says people who are Parots, that means they don't enjoy a great, maybe the motorcycle gang people or something. People who are Parots, their reputation is not, is tarnished, then they don't enjoy this concept of Bushan. The Gemara says, because Putzim are not Michsefi Me'adodi. Putzim are not embarrassed from each other. They do have errors together. Says the Gemara, Baharaya, people steal, Ganovim steal, not only one at a time, but they have gangs of Ganovim and they break into a house. They're not embarrassed from each other. You know, so the answer is because they're Putzim. They're Ganovim. They're thieves. So they're not embarrassed to steal together. So Gemara says the same thing is true in Arias as well. People who are Parots in Arias will not be Michsefi Me'adodi. They won't be embarrassed from each other. Gemara brings a story even. A racy story about the Maestro Shehutsu Asora Bemito. There was a Maestro, there were 10 people and they wanted to be Mizana with 10 men and they wanted to be Mizana with the woman. 10 Putzim, obviously, and they needed to get her out of town in order to be Chayti with her, so they put her in a coffin and they took her out of town. Kila was a Levaya. Lahavda, like the story with the Yechon and Mizakai, then they got out of town and they were Mizana with her. So, says the Gemara, you see from there that Putzim are not Mixifi Me'adodi, but Ksherim are Mixifi Me'adodi. So that's one limitation on this concept of Busha. It only applies to Ksherim and not to Putzim. So this is negated all the time. You have a heter of two men. Two men is a heter, but it's only a heter if they're Ksherim. It's not a heter if they're Putzim. Allah has kam of a cham. It's not a heter if they're not. If they're Goyim, the heter only applies to Yisraelim Ksherim. Another great limitation of this concept of Michsefe Me'adodi, that two people together takes off the Isser, is the Gemara says it only applies to two men and not to two women. Because Noshim Dayt and Kalos, and the Gemara says Noshim Dayt and Kalos, Rash is Noiches Leisfatos, and therefore two women does not diffuse the situation of Yichud. So two men does, two women does not. Right? We're not going to do apologetics over here, that's what it says. If you want to do apologetics, that's for a different shir. But as I state, Yichud is not. Yichud goes very deep a lot of times into human nature, but it's not politically correct, and that's how it is. So that's what the Gemara said. Noshim Dayt and Kalos. It's interesting because one of the things that's built into the structure of the halachas of Hilchas Yichud, which is maybe also not politically correct, is that we assume it's always the man who's mechazer after the woman. The man is going to be mefak to the woman, not the other way around. In other words, we assume it's the man who's going to initiate. That's why, for example, a lot of places can hold, and it's based on the Gemara, not explicit in the Gemara, but it's based on the Gemara, that if the man can't get to the woman, even though the woman could get to the man, for example, her door is locked on the inside, so then that takes off the Yisra of Yichud. Because we assume he's going to be mafat to her, and not he's going to come to her, not the other way around. It's based on the story in the Gemara that, who was it? I forgot. One of the Chachamim, he had a guest, and he wanted to leave the house, and his wife was with the guest, so he needed to put some kind of, he needed to take off the Yisra of Yichud. So the way he took off the Yisra of Yichud was he had him go upstairs, and he took the ladder away. So there was no way to get from the upstairs to the downstairs. So the place can be asked, but she could put the ladder back. What would help? You know, the guest in the guest room couldn't get down, but she could put the ladder back and get up. The place can say, you see from there, a lot of places can say, you see from there that we're not afraid that she's going to go to him. We're only afraid that he's going to get to her. So there the door, so to speak, was, he had no way to get to her. That's took off the Yisra of Yichud. Nonetheless, even though we assume that he's the initiator and not her, so in a way we assume that he's the more problematic person in the equation, but on the other hand, once the situation is ignited, or whatever you want to call it, so then we say, but on the other hand, men are boish me'adodi and women are noiches le'esfatos. So it's somehow the halacha assumes that even though the man is the initiator and not the woman, but the women, in a case where things have started, so they'll be more likely to be swept away, swept up in the situation, and forget themselves and not be intimidated by the fact that there's somebody else involved. So anyway, that's one great heter of Busha. Again, it's limited to two anoshim ksherim. So if you have two men, ksherim takes off the situation of Yichud, and not two women. The other great matter, as I said before, is fear. If you have a situation where one of the people involved is, one of the people in the, one of the people involved, let's say, somehow we're guaranteed that he is not going to be a player in this Avera that we're contemplating. There's some reason why this person would not be swept up in the Avera. So then we say that everybody else there is afraid of him or her, because that person will then go out and tell the tale. But since they won't be, everybody's who might be a participant, you know, we're always afraid that there's going to be an Avera, and whoever participated in the Avera is not going to go outside and say what happened, because why would they don't incriminate themselves? But if there's somebody there in the room who's not capable of participating, then that person becomes the referee for everybody else, or the chaperone for everybody else, and that creates a climate of Avera, and that also diffuses the situation of Yichud. What would be examples of that? So one example, which is comes up a lot in halacha, is the Gemara says if one of the women is a ketana who is yudas tan bia ve'enu meseres atzma levia, she's old enough that if she sees something untoward, she'll talk about it. You know, it's not like a 1-year-old child who won't mean anything to them. She's old enough that if she sees something happen, she sees some hanky panky, she'll tell. But she's not old enough that she herself should be that she herself should be noichel his fathers. So let's say a 9-year-old girl, let's say classically. So Shalom Paiskin, what exactly? The Gemara doesn't spell out an age. Shalom Paiskin, what kind of age we're talking about? But let's say an 8-year-old girl. So she's old enough that if she sees something, she'll tell. She's not old enough to be mispater herself. So she becomes a shomer. She becomes a chaperone for everybody else, and she takes off the isser of. She takes off the isser of yichud for everybody. So that's an example of the concept of yira. There's another example of yira, concept of yira. This already is a machlekes rishonim. It's also very relevant often the halacha. Let's say you have one man and three women. So one man and two women. The Mishnah says is also because noshim daif and kalis noichel is spotless. They don't have the heter of. We don't have the heter of yira. They might both be mizana. We don't have the heter of busha because noshim daif and kalis. Busha is only by noshim sherim. Nonetheless, Rashi holds that one man and three women is mutter. Why? What's the heter? A lot of Rishonim disagree. The Rambam disagrees. Other Rishonim disagree. They say there is no heter. It's taka also. One man and three women is also. One man and 10 women is also. It doesn't matter. One man and 100 women is also. That's all yichud. But Rashi holds it's only one man and two women. One man and three women is mutter. What's the heter? So the Rosh says, because, how should I put this? The Rosh says that the heter is that it's rochik that one man should be mezana with three women, because what is he, Superman? How far could he go? So therefore, there's always going to be one person who's not going to be chayte, one woman's not going to be chayte, and therefore she'll be the law of a yira from her. That takes off the issur of yichud. We don't pass on like this, Rashi. We pass on that one man with 100 women is also yichud. But nonetheless, some of the chayim say the divrei malkil from the leila paiskim is brought down that b'shas adchak we rely on this Rashi that one man and three women might be mutter. So anyway, so those are the two. Those are these two big matirim, busha and yira. Each one has a limitation. Busha has a limitation that it only applies. Are you with me? Because I know there's a lot to swallow. Busha has a limitation that only applies to men and not to women, because noshim daif and kalis, and it only applies to ksherim and not to putzim, because putzim lo mitzvim ehadodim. But if you have two men, noshim ksherim, then they're boish from each other, and they matter the whole. Not only they matter from themselves, they matter the whole situation, everybody else in the room, because they'll chaperone now everybody else. And then the other great heter was yira, that if you have one person who we're guaranteed will not be chayte, but we have to be guaranteed, he won't be a participant. Anybody who's a participant, there's no yira. But if we have one person who we're guaranteed will not be a participant in the Avera, like the case of the Ketana, we know she's not going to be a participant, then everybody else is afraid of her. There's a Shalom Rishonim. Do Putzim also have this yira? Because Busha, Putzim don't have. Putzim only mixes them. But do Putzim have yira? Now maybe yira is only, maybe it's only the kosher men who are going to be afraid of going to have this yira, or the women. But do. Well, I guess the shah is by women also. No, it's this yira that we're talking about, that if there's somebody there who will chaperone the situation, that will diffuse it for everybody. Is that also only limited to Anoshim Sherim? Or does that apply to everybody? Yira is a universal kind of emotion. So, the case that they talk about is the following case. Here you'll see the case and you'll understand what the shah is. The Rambam talks about a case where you have, let's say you have 10 men and one woman. And the 10 men are all putzim. Okay, so you have, let's say, a woman, she's alone with a motorcycle gang, and so there's 10 men and there's one woman, and and all of the men are putzim. So that's yichud. That's a regular case of yichud. Because it's not a rabbin. Rav Avraham is three men and three women. And there's no busha that puts him le'michsefim yadodi. And there's no yira that nobody will tell, because what do you mean nobody will tell? Everybody will participate. There's no yira because everybody might participate. But one of those putsim is accompanied by his wife. And we haven't talked about this yet, but there is a concept in Yichud called Ishta Imoy, that if a person is together with his wife, then his wife makes sure that he toes the line, and he's, you know, he's no longer in the game. So, who was it who got in trouble for saying about the Pope? Maybe it's always the secretary of something or other. What? I remember it was the Pope put out an encyclical against birth control, so one of the, somebody in the cabinet said, he no play game, he no make rules. Yeah. So you have one person who's not, he's not in the game, so he becomes the referee. So that's the case, you have these 10 men, all putzim, but one of them has his wife with him. So now, he no play game, he's ishta imoy, so he's out of the picture. So is he a shomer for everybody else? So the Rambam says, yes, he's a shomer for everybody else. Now everybody else is afraid of him, because he's going to go out and he's going to be megal of the site, and that takes off the matzah, the situation of Yichud. The Tur disagrees. The Tur apparently holds that Yira only applies to Ksherim. By Ksherim is Yira. Like if you have a Ktana, you know, you have a man with a woman with a Ktana, so the man who's kosher is afraid of the Ktana. But by Putzim, the Tur holds that there's no heter of Yira. But the Rambam holds, I think we pass an aloha like the Rambam, if I remember correctly, that there's a heter of Yira even by Putzim, and therefore that situation is mutter. I mean, you have 10 men, and they're all Putzim, but it's Ishto Imoy, his wife is with him, and it takes off the problem of Yichud.
But then it's 10 men and 2 women.
Right, it's 10 men and 2 women. You're right, it's 10 men and 2 women. In fact, that's one of the rayas. That's one of the rayas, a very strong raya, I think. That, you know, I mentioned before, how much is a rabbim? A rabbim is by definition not Yichud. So I said before, it's machlek, is it 3 and 3 or is it 2 and 2? One of the big proofs that it's 3 and 3 and not 2 and 2 is because of this Rambam. Rambam has, here you have a case where you have 2 women and 10 men. And the Rambam says that it would be Yichud, except that we have this Yira, you know, we have this special heter of Yira. What do you need the special heter of Yira? It's a rabbim. There's 12 people in the room. 10 men, 2 women. So from here they bring, this is a very strong raya to the Shita that a rabbim has to be 3 men and 3 women. So this is not a rabbim. So it's 10 men and 2 women, but the men are putzim, so that would be a situation of Yichud, but we have this heter of Yira, of Ishta Imah. Yeah.
We have the case of 10 men, 1 woman, but that woman is Ishta, right? So that man...
So that's for sure mutter, because we have another heter, which I want to talk about right now, called Baila Be'ir. The same way there's a heter of Ishta Imah, there's a heter of Baila Be'ir. So it's the same way it's mutter for a man is out of the game if his Ishta Imah, if his wife is with him. So there's also a heter for a woman to be misyachad with a woman whose Baila Be'ir, her husband, is in town. It sounds, we'll see in a minute, maybe it's not exactly the same, but it sounds very, these two heterim sound very similar to each other. There's a heter of Ishto Imoy, a man whose wife is with him is not subject to an Issa Yichud, and a woman whose Baal of Ir, whose husband is in town, is also not subject to Issa Yichud. It's obviously not entirely symmetrical, because Ishto Imoy has to be there in the room, and the Baal of Ir, he doesn't have to be in the room, or it's enough that he's in town. In the modern person, we have Shai, so what's exactly called in town? What if he's in New Jersey, but he could get back home in a couple of hours, and if he could get gas? And so that's already, these are contemporary shilas that are relevant to more, became relevant nowadays. Or another case, the guy's in town, but he just called his wife on his cell phone that he's 2 hours away. So maybe that takes off the heter of Baal of Ir, because the heter of Baal of Ir, she doesn't know when he's going to walk in the house, but she knows he's 2 hours away. So these are shilas for contemporary Pesachim. But the principle is that there's a heter of Ishta Imoy, there's a heter of Baal of Ir. Again, not exactly symmetrical. Because Ishta Imoy has to be there. If his wife is in town, he's not. That doesn't create this heter. It has to be Ishta Imoy. And but by the year, it's enough that he's in town. I guess this must go into the psychology of how these things work. We'll talk in a minute more. But let's assume for the time being these are symmetrical at there. So therefore, in the case we have, right. So these are these two at there. So actually, this leads to a very interesting question, which was raised by Rav Meir Simcha. And here's where it gets a little bit mathematical. Let's go back to this case of the Rambam. You have 10 men, all Prutzim, and 1 woman, plus one of the Prutzim has his wife with him. So there's 10 men, plus there's a woman, Mrs. Paretz, and then there's another woman. So the Rambam says it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? I said before, because you have one man who's Ishta Imoy, one of the Prutzim is Ishta Imoy, so now he's out of the game, he becomes the chaperone for everybody else, and everybody else has a Yira from that person, and we've taken off the problem of Yichud. Ask Rav Meir Simcha. The implication is, that if that man, who's Ishta Imoy, that poritz whose wife is with him, if he would leave the room, leave the building, go home, leaving his wife behind, then it would be Yichud. Right? Because it's no longer Ishta Imoy. He's not there. The referee went home. You know, he was the chaperone leaves, so then you're left with the situation of Yichud. That's implied, obviously, by the Ram. Esra may simcha, maybe somebody could ask the kasha. Baila Be'ir. What do I get that he's not there? But he left his wife behind. She's Baila Be'ir. So she's also out of the game. So now she should be the ref. She should be the chaperone. So why does the Rama say the heter is only if you have 10 putzim and one of the putzim is Ishto Imoy? So then, as long as that man who's Ishto Imoy is there, he's the chaperone, he takes over the Yisra of Yichud. Take him Why? Even if that parish wouldn't be there? As long as he's in town and his wife is here, she's Baila Be'ir, and that should create a heter. And apparently it doesn't. So why not? This is Ramei Simchas Kasha. I want to suggest the terrorist for Ramei Simchas Kasha, but I want to preface another Kasha. There's another Kasha also, it's a different question, but it's actually sort of similar. There's a Gemara as follows. You actually put up on the board. It'll look like a football scrimmage. Should I put it up on the board?
Sure.
So we have these ten men. Have you men? And they're all. I'll just make four of them. We don't need to have ten. And we have a woman. And these are all. They're all putzim. These guys. We'll make them putzim. But and this guy has his wife. So the Gemara. So the Rambam says this is not Yichud. Why? Because she watches him. The wife watches the Mrs. Poritz watches Mr. Poritz. Mr. Poritz watches everybody else. He's the chaperone for everybody else. Right? So she stands atop him with the rolling pin. He's out of the game. He's going to now be the chaperone for everybody else. So now they're all afraid of him, and that takes off the issue of Yichud. Esra Meir Simcha. What if he goes home? Let's send him home. It still should be. The Rambam implies that would not be okay. That would be awesome. Esra Meir Simcha. Why? But she's still there. Mrs. Paris is still there. She's Baila Be'ir. Let her be the chaperone for everybody else, and they should still be Yira. That's Rabbi Simchas Kasha. Okay, so let's preface this. In Gemara, Gemara says the following. After the Gemara brings this principle that by putzim there's no busher, putzim are not boish from each other. Going back to busher, you know, two ksherim, you have two kosher men. That's busher. They're embarrassed from each other. But if you have two putzim, says the Gemara, you don't have the heter of busher. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya to this principle. So the Gemara brings a raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Soita that if, let's say, a man was Mekana's wife and now she has to go up to Yerushalayim to drink the Mayim Hamorim, and till she goes through that process, so he's also to her. He's also to her. So they would send him up to Yerushalayim, the husband and his wife, to go up and she should drink the Mayim Hamorim, but we're afraid that while they're Baderech, then maybe he'll live with her, and then that's going to prevent the Mayim Hamorim from working. And then she'll go to Yerushalayim, she'll drink the Mayim Amorim, and the Shem Shemayim will be Nimchak for no reason. Anyway, we don't want that to happen. So we need to send along chaperones to make sure that while they're Baderech, nothing will happen. So they send along two Talmidei Chachamim. Moishim l'shnei Talmidei Chachamim to accompany them up to Yerushalayim. That way we know that it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, why Talmidei Chachamim? Why not send Putzim? What do you have to have Talmidei Chachamim? Just take two people off the street, even if they're porous. But they'll be embarrassed from each other, and therefore that will diffuse the problem of Yichud. Says the Gemara, it's a raya that putzim le'michsefei me'adodi, two putzim or even three putzim doesn't diffuse the problem. You have to dafka have sherem. That's the whole Gemara. Ask the base mayor, also from Gilead Achrayim. Ask the base mayor. Let's set up the case also. We'll put this case on the board. So we have this, the husband and wife, and his wife, and they're also to each other. And then in addition, we're sending along to Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, and they're going to accompany, they're going to keep an eye. So the Gemara says, why do they have to be Talmidei Chachamim? Because if they're not going to be Talmidei Chachamim, then their putzim are not embarrassing each other, we're going to have Yichud. Ask the base mayor, he said like this, who exactly over here is a potential player in this situation? Now, who's at risk? There's only one woman. So are these two people are coming along, these two chaperones, are they choshed to be chayti with her? No. Why not? Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir. Her husband's with her. So they're now, and there's no other women there. So now these two people, what? It's even better than Baila. But the Gemara says it's maybe not exactly Baila Imo, because the Gemara says they go to the bathroom and they're not necessarily mamish together all the time on this trip. You know, maybe one went to the... But it's certainly Baila Beer. So, therefore, these two men are not players. they're not players in this situation. So ask the Beis Meir, if they're not players, then why do I care if they're Talmid Chachamim or not Talmid Chachamim, if they're embarrassing each other, not embarrassing each other? What difference does it make? They're not players anyway. And the Rambam says, that's the Rambam that we saw before, that as long as you have a Parutz who's not a player, you know, he's a Parutz. Even though he's a Parutz, it doesn't matter. As long as he's not a player, in that case, because it was Ishla Imut, but as long as you have one person who's not a player, he's the chaperone, he's the shaymer for everybody else. So why can't these two people take off? They don't have to be Talmid Chachamim, but since they're not players, they should because of Baal of Ir, they should become the chaperones and take off the problem of Yichud.
Yeah, but this woman who is a Sota,
right,
has proven to...
Yeah, so the Beis Meir wants to say... So the Beis Meir wants to say that maybe here it's different because she's a Sota. Now, he doesn't say because she's a Sota, therefore she's more Choshev. I don't think that... I don't think the Beis Meir says that. The Beis Meir says... I don't know if that's even true, because...
She was Sota herself, and she's maybe even Metamer herself, even with Baal of Ir.
The din of Baal Be'ir applies even if a woman who doesn't, you know, is a Prutza, and it doesn't matter, Baal Be'ir is a Metzias. But he comes along from a different side, also based, he says that Baal Be'ir, that since the husband's also to her, and in a sense like estranged from her, so therefore he's not going to be Shomer on her so much, you lose the heter of Baal Be'ir. Right, that's not so poshut. You know, just the Metzias is not so poshut. He's going up to Shlaim, to Mekaner, obviously he cares. So that's not such a poshut to Teretz. So this is the Beis Meir's kash. I want to suggest the Teretz for both of these questions, the Rameir Simchas Kasha and the Beis Meir's Kasha, as follows. You know, so we have these, let's go back to basics. We have here these two heterim, Baal Be'ir and Ishta Imut. And they seem very similar to each other, except for this small asymmetry that here it's that Baal Be'ir it's enough that he's in town, and Ishta Imut she has to be with him in the room, but otherwise these seem to be very similar heterim. Now, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas, where he goes through Hilchas, the Rambam discusses Hilchas Yichud in the last parak of Yisuri Biyot. And the Rambam goes through all of these halachas. And, you know, and as you all know, the Rambam is very methodical and organized in the way he presents the halachas. And there's always a lot to be learned from the way the Rambam is mesader the halachas. If I was the Rambam, and I was writing out all of these halachas, I would put Ishta Imut and Baal Be'ir together in one halacha. Because they're obviously they seem to be very, very similar halachas. If you look at the Rambam puts them very far apart. The halacha of Ishta Imay, the Rambam puts it at the very beginning, in halacha Dalit, very close to the beginning of the parak. If the Rambam lays down, there's a concept of Yichud, there's such a thing as an Issa Yichud, and he talks about which people are subject to an Issa Yichud. You know, there are some people who don't have Yichud, like a man with his mother, or with his daughter, there's no Yichud. So, because there's no Yitzhar, we assume that they're not Choshev. So the Rambam talks about the basic building blocks of Yichud, you know, which people are subject to an Issa Yichud, and David HaMelech was Geyser on Yichud Pnuya, and so on. So right there at the very beginning, when the Rambam is talking about Liva Mi Ohelchim, who are the people who have Yichud, who are the people who don't have an Issa Yichud? So the Rambam there in Halacha Dalet writes, after he writes that there's no Yichud with a mother, and there's no Yichud with a daughter, and there's no Yichud with, what did I say before? With a sister. Sister Machlekes in the Gemara. Not so clear how the Rambam passes. We pass in the sister's mutter. It's Machlekes. There's no Yichud. So after all of that, the Rambam says, and Pnuya, so the Rambam says that Ishta Imoy doesn't have an Isra Yichud either. A man who is Ishta Imoy does not have an Isra Yichud. Then much later in the Perek, in Halacha Yud Dalet, I think, the Rambam says, after he goes to a lot of other halachas about what kind of enclosure is considered to be an Isra Yichud, and Bifrim and Bechutz and so on, there the Rambam says that... that if a woman was Baal Be'ir, then there's no Issa Yichud. V'chein, imoya pesach pasuch l'rishus harabim, which is also something we haven't talked about, if the door is open to the rishus harabim, or unlocked, shalat means open or unlocked, separate shalat, but v'chein, imoya pesach pasuch l'rishus harabim, there's also no Issa Yichud. So there's two big diyukim here in the Rambam. First of all, why did the Rambam separate these two halachas that are obviously so similar, Baal Be'ir and Ishta Imoy? And the Rambam puts one at the beginning of the parak when he's describing which people are subject to an Issa Yichud. That's where he puts the din of Ishta Imoy. Whereas the halacha of Baal Be'ir he puts towards the middle of the parak when he's talking about, you know, enclosures that constitute Yichud. What is the situation of Yichud and what is not? There he puts it in Baal Be'ir. That's one diyuk. Number two, the halacha of Baal Be'ir, the Rambam connects the halacha of Pesach Pasuch with Shisharabim. his bile of a year is mutter. V'cheinim hoya pesach pasuch l'shusaran. It seems from the way the Rambam sets it up that ishta ima and bile of a year, even though they seem so similar to us, the Rambam understood that they're fundamentally different concepts. The concept of ishta ima is that it's a shmira. It's a shmira. This person, since his ishta ima, his wife is right next to him, so he is shomer. That means he cannot be chayta. He can't be mezana because his wife is watching him and making sure that he's not going to. And therefore, he's not a person. The gavra is not a person who could be chayta. So just like there's no yichud with a mother and there's no yichud for a daughter, because we don't think that there's a potential for avera. So it's likewise a man whose wife is with him. He's not a person who we think has a potential for avera. So the gavra is not is mukka from any kind of chash, and therefore that's not. So it's not yichud. It's not yichud because the place is not a place of yichud. It's not yichud because the person is not a person whom we're chayshish. He's a person who's shomer mufka from any problem. Baila ba'ir is different. Baila ba'ir is not a shmir because the husband's not there. You can't say that it's impossible that she'll be chayte. There's some guarantee that she's not going to be chayte just because it's baila ba'ir. That really doesn't see us. Everybody who's baila ba'ir, there's no possibility. I know Anna Karenina, her husband wasn't in town. I don't know. I didn't read the book, but Muslim, it's possible that the baila ba'ir she could be chayte. It's not a shmira. Baila ba'ir just means that it's not considered to be a situation of yichud, because since she's afraid the husband might come, so it's like Pesach Pasuch L'Shusharabim. The Rambam explicitly compares it. V'chein, imoye Pesach Pasuch L'Shusharabim. He puts the two halachas together. What's the concept of Pesach Pasuch L'Shusharabim? Pesach Pasuch L'Shusharabim does not mean that man and that woman could not be chayteh. Avada, they could go somewhere else and be chayteh. You can have two people in the public in the street. You don't have a man and woman standing in the middle of the street, and they could go somewhere and be chayte. They're not people who are mufk, who have a shmira that they can't be chayte. But it's not also because it's not a situation of yichud. It's not a matzav of yichud because they're not alone together. By the ba'ir, the pshat is that's not cool that they're alone together. Since the husband can come at any time, it's not cool that they're alone together. Since they're not alone together, so it's not yichud. It's not that she. It's not a. If you want to, it's not a din in the. If you want to put it in this kind of language, it's not a din in the gavra. Ishta ima is in the gavra. That person has a shmira. He's not a person who could be chayte. Baila ba'ir is not the way. Baila ba'ir does not mean that she has a shmira.
It's not a matzav of yichud.
She's not being misyached with whoever it is over there, because her husband can come any minute. So they're not really alone together. So it's not that she has a shmira. She's just not alone.
Or is it a break only on the woman? Isn't that also a break on the man? Baila ba'ir.
No, because there's no such thing as ishtei ba'ir. It's only a baila ba'ir. A man whose wife is in town still has an issue.
If he was only hers and not
only hers and not his, yeah. I told
one
you.
Way.
There's nothing. That's how it is. that's how it is. So I think that's what is meduyik here in these languages of the Rama. That it's a different kind of heter. The heter of baila, again, that the heter of ishtei ima is that he has a shmira. So he can't be chayte. It's not that it's not a situation of yichud. It's much stronger than that. He himself, it's like yichud with your mother. Yichud with your mother is it's a state of you're in, they're alone, but she's not a person who's subject to an issa yichud. So ishto yimay also, they may be alone together, but she's not a person who's subject to an issa yichud. Violet year is weaker than that. Violet year is not a shmira. She is a person who could be chayte, but they're not alone together because it's violet year. It's like pesach pasuch l'shusharab. So now, so if that's true, and I think the language of the Rambam are very compelling. So now I want to go a step further, and I want to say a chiddush, that the din, that if you have one person who's out of the game, she's a chaperone for everybody else, he becomes a shomer for everybody else, that only works where that person has a shmira. He can't be chayte. He's a person who's mufka for being chayte. Then he becomes, then nobody's afraid of him. I mean, excuse me, then everybody's afraid of him because they know he's not going to be involved, and he becomes the chaperone for the whole situation. But if you have a person who's allowed to be there because for them it's not yichud, but they don't have a shmira, there's no guarantee that they won't be chayte. They might be chayte, they could be chayte. They're just not in the state of yichud. Then that is not a shmira. So therefore, let's go back to Meisim Chizkasha. Meisim Chizkasha was, you have these putzim, 10 putzim in the Rambam's case, we only drew 4 of them. You have 10 putzim, and one of his wife was with him, and then you have another woman there. So the Rambam says, that's not yichud, it's fine. Why? Because this man whose wife is there, he becomes the shomer for the whole situation. Answer Meir Simcha, and what if he goes home? So the Rambam implies that's then it's bad, then it's also. Answer Meir Simcha, why? But his wife remains behind, she's Baila Be'ir, so why can't she be the Shomer for everybody else in the room? So here's what I want, that's why I want to bring in this Rambam. It doesn't work. He, the man, when he's there, the Poritz, when he's there and he's together with Mrs. Poritz, so he's a Shomer because he, as we saw in the Rambam, he is Mufka, he cannot be Chayte. He has a Shmira. So he's a non-player. He's been neutered. So he's out of the problem. So now nobody, everybody knows there is no way, no matter what, there is no way that he's going to be chayte. So now he becomes the chaperone. Everybody's afraid of him. If he leaves, and he leaves behind Mrs. Poritz, she's just Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir is not a shmira. A woman could be Baila Be'ir and she could be chayte. It's not that she can't be chayte. It's not that it never happens, she could be chayte. It just means she's allowed to be there because for her it's not yichud. Because, she's Baila Be'ir. It's like for her it's Pesach Pasuch L'Shusharabim. We can construct a case like that. For her it's Pesach Pasuch L'Shusharabim, but for everybody else it's not Pesach Pasuch L'Shusharabim. I can imagine a case like that. Probably not so hard to construct. That's good for her. She's allowed to be there because for her it's Pesach Pasuch. She's not in the state of yichud. But that's not good enough to make her the Shomer for everybody else. Because to be the Shomer for everybody else, there has to be a person who's 100% guaranteed that they can't possibly be Chayte. So then everybody's afraid of it. But she is not guaranteed that she won't be Chayte. She could be Chayte as much as anybody else. She's just not in a state of Yichud. Because for her, it's Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabim. That's not good enough to make her the Shomer for everybody else. That's the answer to Meisim Chazash.
I don't understand. Yeah. I mean, I hear, but I don't understand. If the woman is not considered to be in a Matzav of Yichud,
right,
because of Baal Ba'ir, which means we can assume,
yeah,
that at least as far as Yichud is concerned, she will not be Chotas.
No, that's what I'm saying. Not.
She will be Chotas?
She could be Chotas.
Then why does her Baal Be'ir work?
Because a man and woman in the street could also be Chotas. But it's not also because they're not in Yichud. So she could be Chotas. That's not enough to create. Look at you had somebody looking in from the skylight. So they're also not in the state of Yichud. But they're not Shomer. That won't take it off. That's not called Shomer. Now, let's say he had another part standing on the roof looking through the skylight, and he could be seen from the street. That would not be a shmir.
Do they know that he's on the roof?
And they know he's up there. Yeah, they know he's up there. They see him up there in the skylight. I don't think that's a shmir. Why? Because he could come in.
But he's not.
He could come in. So he's not in. He's allowed to be there because he's not in the state of yichud. But he's not a shmir because they don't have any guarantee. They don't feel, oh, he's for sure not going to be a player. They don't know that. They don't know that he could come in. So he's not he's not in a situation of yichud, but he's not a person who has a shmira. That does not make him a chaperone for everybody else. I think that's the answer for the Ram. I think the Ram is sort in this Gemara, going back to the Beis Meir's kasha. The Beis Meir asks, in the case we had a husband and a wife, and she's a soita, and they're also to each other, so we send along two Talmidei Chachamim. Said the Gemara, they have to be Talmidei Chachamim, because if they're putzim, they won't be embarrassed from each other, it's still going to be yichud. So what did the Beis Meir ask? The Beis Meir said, what do you mean? Even if they're putzim, even if these two guys are putzim, but they're not players. Because this woman is Baila Be'ir. The Soit is Baila Be'ir. So they can't be Chayti with her. So now they're not players. If they're not players, let them be Shomer. It's the same answer. What does it mean? Why are they not players? They're not players just because she's Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir is not a Shmira. Baila Be'ir just means it's not a situation of Yichud. But it's not a Shmira. These two fellows, it's not... They're Heter to her. The reason why they're allowed to be alone with the Soita is not because there's a shmira. There's no Ishtai Imei over here. It's just Baila Be'ir. I can go to the bathroom. It's just Baila Be'ir. Baila Be'ir makes it mutter for them to be there, but it does not make them shomrim for everybody else. And for that is not enough to be a matter of the husband to be together with the shaita. For that I need some other heta. I need to have some kind of shmira. What's the shmira? Oh, ksherim is a shmira, because they're mixed with him adultery. That's already a shmira. So that's why they have to be ksherim. I think that's the source for the Rambam. That Baila Be'ir does not create a shmira. Only Ishta Ime creates a shmira. Yeah.
I'm going to phrase this question exactly.
Yeah.
It seems a little naive to say that Ishta Ime is a shmira. I mean, they seem ignorant of some of the dynamics of a marriage where a woman can get off with. I mean, we see even.
Okay, good.
I mean,
but Chazal, they only went so far. It's strict enough as it is. So Chazal were not assuming. They were assuming sort of normal situations. So it's normal Yetzirah. So it's Chazal assumed the Yisoid of Yichud is that the most, even the most Erlich person, the thing that keeps civilization in check, the thing that keeps people in check is Busha and Yira.
Mm-hmm.
If you take away the bushin, take away the yira, then all hell breaks loose. That was Chazal's assumption. But they weren't talking about crazy people. They're talking about normal people that just sell en apotropos l'arayis. The yisrov arayis is very great, and therefore you have to have shmirah of bushin and yira and so on. And they gave these parameters. They were not envisioning the same way Chazal said that we're not chayshish for mishkav zochar and men are allowed to be alone together, and we're not chayshish for things that we're not chayshish for. These are here we're talking about. Within the realm of what we are. When I talk about putzim, also putzim does not have to be doesn't have to be motorcycle gangs. It means people who they're not especially truth is the Rambam holds, we don't pass them like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that everybody's authority. He says Ksherim is like Doyle Yachachom. The Rambam doesn't even bring the din of Ksherim, because the Rambam says we don't have Ksherim as man. I said Ksherim was only Doyle Yachachom, not even all Amaroyim were Ksherim in the old times. He reads into the Gemara that only special Amaroyim, who everybody knew their Kodesh V'Torah, they had it in the Ksherim, everybody else is Prusim. We don't pass them that way. We pass them that, no, everybody here in this room is Ksherim. But to be a part, you don't have to join Hell's Angels. It's just, guys, generally speaking, not some adaktik b'mitzvahs. You know, that's already makes him a son, makes him a part, I think. Yeah.
So wait, let me just understand. So you're saying that it because that the din of Baal HaBa'ir means it's permitted for the other for the woman to be there,
right.
But since she has the potential to be chote,
right.
So the people, the other prutes in there, are not really intimidated by her,
not intimidated,
and therefore there's no shmirah.
There's no shmirah. For shmirah has to be a person who's shomer 100%. That's what I want to say. And I think that's the answer for and the rise from Rebbe Simcha. Maybe there's other ways out, but the riot from Rambam is very strong.
It leads to a paradox.
That what?
The person, as far as Yichud,
right.
is mutter, but I was going to say, but still has the potential of being a chote.
Right.
Just not because, but we're not worried to.
Right, well, it's the same way two people in the street have a potential of being chote.
Yeah, but we don't assume two people in the street are going to,
you know. But that doesn't make them. So we don't ask it because we can't go ask our people, we're not going to have separate sidewalks. Yet, anyway.
They do in Muncie.
Yeah, I know. I must know, sir. So, you know, that Chazal didn't do. Chazal said we ask the Yichud. So it's not also, because it's not Yichud. But a Shmir is not. Okay, now, it's an interesting thing. We're talking about Baal HaBa'ir. Actually, it's an interesting question this raises. If I'm right, that the heter of Baal HaBa'ir is fundamentally similar to the heter of Pesach Pasuach, which in the Rambam is very meduyim. The Rambam says v'chein. He brings halacha Baal HaBa'ir and says v'chein among the Pesach Pasuach, which is Rambam. It sounds like it's the same principle. This raises a question. It raises a difficulty. The Gemara says that the heter of Baal HaBa'ir has one major exception, and this is also very negel ma'aseh. The Gemara says the heter of Baal HaBa'ir does not apply if it's libay gaspa. Libay gaspa means that this other person who's together with this married woman, a fellow comes to visit a married woman. So it's Baal HaBa'ir, it's mutter. Says the Gemara, it's only mutter if it's not libay gaspa. Libay gaspa means they have a friendly relationship. If they have a friendly relationship from before, where they're cousins or something, or they're friends, they grew up together, whatever it is, if the wife and this other person who's there, they're friends, so that takes off the heter of Baal HaBa'ir. That's the Gemara. That's the Pharisee Gemara. So that's not necessary. That's got to worth throwing in just to the next people to know. That's halacha. That's mamash negeh all the time. People think there's a blanket heter of Baal HaBa'ir. It has a very big limitation. If there's a relationship, a friendly relationship, platonic even, between this person who wants to be together between the person in the room and the married woman, then you lose the heter of Baal HaBa'ir. So there's a shiloh. What about what?
Doesn't glass imply more than platonic?
No, I think even if they're cousins, the Gemara says
they
don't have to be old girlfriend or boyfriends. They have to have they're friends.
What's the type of gas?
They're on a first name basis.
They have something like that. The place can discuss exactly what's called libay gas, but the case in the Gemara is what? So you have no gospel just means it's not like loshen gasa. Gas is a lashon of chibo. It's a lashon of friendliness. It says like mashal a woman with her shivcha, so there's no, she doesn't take off yichud because liba gaspa. They're on very familiar terms. Liba gaspa means they're on familiar terms, where the Mishnah says that the iskayim anoshim, somebody's profession brings him into contact all the time with women, so he also doesn't have a heter of certain heterim fall away from him. So more because liba gaspa. So you're trying to say because liba gaspa him. They have a friendly relationship. So the fact that they're friends takes off the heter. That's the Gemara. Yeah, exactly the parameters. What's exactly called Libay Gaspa is, it's not a practical halacha sheer, not there's anything wrong with that, but that's not what I'm doing. But there's a shaila, does this head to Liba Gaspa? So Liba Gaspa is an Isser. Liba Gaspa takes off the heter of Bailabir. That's explicit in the Gemara. What about the heter Pesach Pasuach? Does Liba Gaspa take off the heter Pesach Pasuach? So it's Machakus Hashayna. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that, yeah, it does. The same way Liba Gaspa takes off the heter of Bailabir, it takes off the heter of Pesach Pasuach. And therefore, even if the door is open, but if it's Liba Gaspa, it's still Yichud. The Rambam, Kimat Beferish says not that the heter that Liba Gaspa takes off the heter of Baal Abir, it does not ruin the heter of Pesach Pasuach. So almost Kimat Beferish and Rambam. The question is, why should there be a difference if the Rambam holds that Pesach Pasuach and Baal Abir are basically the same thing? It's a vachem. Baal Abir is like the door is open because the husband could come. So the Rambam puts them together. Baal Abir vachem Pesach Pasuach. So why should they have different halachas? Why does Liba Gaspa take off Baal Abir, but it doesn't take off Pesach Pasuach? Yeah, that's one question. Maybe I'll just leave that as a question. I don't think it's impossible to answer that question. Liba Gaspa. Well, you know, maybe I'll suggest one answer, but the answer is, depends on the machlekes. Yeah, but you hear the question? Because we have two heterim. We have a heter of Baal Abir, and we have a heter of Pesach Pasuach, both of which say in the Gemara.
There's
two heterim, which we use all the time.
But there's a difference between them. Even though the Rambam compares them.
Right.
Even though they're both a question of matzav shiyichud, but in one case the matzav shiyichud is based on the physical parameters, the construction.
Okay, I think that's true. That could be the answer. There was, again, the question was, there are two heterim, Baal Abir and Pesach Pasuach. By Baal Abir, the Gemara says the Feirish, that that's negated by Liba Gaspa. Liba Gaspa asks, it takes off the heter of Baal Abir. But the Rambam implies, Rabbi Yerucham says it takes off the heter of Pesach Pasuach also. The Rambam says, implies that it does not. And the question is, why not? If conceptually they're the same. Right, so one answer, what you're saying is that it's, that even though Baal Abir and Pesach Pasuach are related, the Rambam connects them, but it's different. Pesach Pasuach is a physical mitzias. The door is open. Baal Abir is a mental mitzias, The door is not open, it's locked. And the husband doesn't necessarily have the key. If the husband had the key, maybe that would be a different heter. The husband doesn't have the key, he'll come knocking at the door. But it's a heter, it's a mental Baal Abir. He's afraid the husband's going to come knocking. It's a Pesach Pasuach in the heart. It's a state of mind. In a state of mind, Liba Gaspa changes the state of mind. But when the door is open, Liba Gaspa is not going to change the mitzvahs. That could be an answer. There could be another answer. But this already depends on a machlekes. The Chayodim is a very big chiddush. And this is also it's a very negel halacha. The Chayodim wants to say the following. Says the Chayodim, why does Liba Gaspa take off Baal Abir? Why does Liba Gaspa take off the heter of Baal Abir? So the normal answer is because we have to weigh all the things. Baal Abir on the one hand, she's afraid, but on the other hand, Liba Gaspa, there's a relationship, so maybe that's like weighs on the other side. So we weigh one against the other, and Liba Gaspa, the fact that they have a relationship outweighs, in her psychology, it outweighs in the psychology of the individual. So Liba Gaspa outweighs the issue of the heter of the fear of Baal Abir. The Chayodim though says he says it's a different shot. Says the Chayodim, what are we afraid of by Baal Abir? What's the concern? What is she afraid of? She's not afraid the husband's going to walk in on them because the door's locked. If the door's unlocked, that might be Pesach Pasuach, that we don't need Baal Abir. The door's locked. So what's the heter? What's the concern of Baal Abir?
Find out.
How's he going to find out? I mean, he's going to knock on the door. If he'll knock on the door, they'll get dressed. Like what? So what's the concern? Says the Chayodim. The concern is, it's fine. The husband's going to come home. He's going to knock on the door. Door's locked, he can't get in, he's gonna knock on the door. So they'll jump out of bed and they'll get dressed and they'll rearrange the coffee table, everything will look very innocuous. The husband, then they'll open the door, welcome the husband home, but the husband will say, what's this guy doing here? Like what's he doing here? This is not normal, it's a guy visiting my wife. So that's gonna be a red flag. She doesn't want that, already creates the heter. She's not even, that's the heter of Baal Abir. That's what the Chayodim said. So based on that, the Chayodim wants to say a big chumrah. He says, what if you have a fellow who's not Liba Gaspa? The wife never saw him before in her life. But the husband gave permission for him to be in the house. The toilet was stuffed. It was clogged. There was something, the boiler burst. And the husband, before he went off to work, told the wife, call the plumber, have him come over. So the plumber wants to come. Says the Chayodom, if the door is closed, the door is locked, that's Yichud. I, the Baal Be'er, says, and it's not Liba Gaspa. She never saw this plumber before in her life. Says the Chayodom, yeah, but what's the idea of Liba Gaspa? The idea of Liba Gaspa is that the husband, if he'll knock on the door and he'll find this guy in the house, he's going to say, what's this guy doing in my house? But if it's Liba Gaspa, if it's her cousin or something, the husband won't be shocked to find him there. And so she doesn't have the fear of Baal Be'er. So says the Chayodom, so if it's the plumber, so the husband will come home, he'll knock on the door, he'll find the plumber in the house, that's okay, he told her to call the plumber. So that also takes off the heter of Baal Be'er. It's a chumrah of the Chayodom. A lot of places can disagree with this Chayodom, and they say that's not the shah. Liba Gaspa, they don't agree with this whole explanation of the Chayodom, and they don't think that this is true, and I think the minhag is not to be machmir like this Chayodom. But it's good to know, I'm not sure about the minhag. But it exists, the Chayodom has this, it's brought down dirty. It's quoted. A lot of people disagree, but it's quoted. If the Chayodom is right, so then I understand right away that this has, that by Pesach Pasuch, you don't have this problem of Liba Gaspa. The whole idea of Liba Gaspa is, the husband's not going to walk into the room anyway, the door's locked. The heter of the issue of Liba Gaspa is, the husband won't be surprised to find the guy in the house. Pesach Pasuch has a different heter. Pesach Pasuch is somebody's going to walk in unannounced and find them in the act. So for that, Liba Gaspa is irrelevant. So that will be another appearance for this, if the Chayodom was right. Again, not everybody subscribes to this Chayodom. The Chayodom, by the way, has another, and this is the last thing I want to talk about, the Chayodom has another very large, very big chumr in the Halacha Baal Be'er, which also is not accepted by everybody. The Chazanish disagrees. Chayodom, in this Halacha Baal Be'er, the Chayodom has big chumrs. The one that we just talked about, where if the husband gets permission, you know, the plumber or something, then it takes off the heter. Other places do not agree to that Chayodom, that chumr, the Chayodom. The Chayodom has another big chumr, which intuitively makes a lot of sense. The Chayodim says the heter of Baal Be'er only applies if the husband knows where the wife is. But she's home. But if let's say the wife is not home, the wife went off somewhere to, you know, she just drove off somewhere, then there's no heter of Baal Be'er. Because why should she be afraid that the husband's going to walk in? The husband doesn't know where she is. The Chazanish disagreed. The Chazanish held that Baal Be'er is a Metzias. I think the way that they quote the Chazanish, I don't know if it's in the Sefer, they quote the Chazanish. The Chazanish said that Baal Be'er is a nev. It means it's a psychology. So it doesn't make a difference if, in point of fact, the husband has no idea where the wife is. It doesn't matter. The husband's in town. That's a state of mind of Baal Be'er, and it takes off the issue of Yichud. The minhag is to make like the Chazanish, but. But on the other hand, the Chayodom is interesting. So I had a raya against the Chayodom. This is the last thing I want to talk about. So I had a raya against the Chayodom, right to the Chazanish. That if the heter Baal Be'er, for the heter Baal Be'er, it doesn't matter if the husband knows where she is or not. And this is from the following. You know, I told you before the Gemara. The Gemara talks about putzim, that they're not embarrassed from each other. So the Gemara brings a case, a story. The Gemara says, how do we know this fact? Kshayim are embarrassed from each other. Kshayim, even if they do an aver, they're not going to do an aver together. And putzim, it's not the way putzim to do an avera as a group. So the Gemara brought, first of all, the Gemara brought the fact that putzim steal together. You know, you have these gangs of thieves, and they're not embarrassed from each other. So you see putzim aren't embarrassed from each other. And then the Gemara brings maisel v'hitziu asar b'mito. That there was a maisel, these 10 putzim, and they wanted to be the chaytli with this lady. So they put her in a coffin, and they took her out of town. So you see putzim, says the Gemara, you see putzim aren't embarrassed from each other. That's the whole Gemara. So in that Gemara, Rashi writes, in that story, Rashi says just a couple of words. Rashi says, Eishes ish haisa. She was a married woman. Rashi says that there in Kiddushin, and the Gemara is quoted somewhere else as well, I forget already where, and the other place where the Gemara is quoted, Rashi also says it. You know, it's not like a, you know, it's not a misprint. Rashi, wherever this Gemara is quoted, Rashi throws in Eishes ish haisa. So the Rashash, on that Gemara, the Rashash says, he doesn't know where Rashi was. Who says she was an Eishes ish? Mechatesa, maybe she was an Eishes ish. The Gemara is just bringing a riot that puts some loymichsefi me'adonit. Mechatesh, you have to be an Eishes Ish. No, put the Gemara brings Raya from the fact that puts them steel together. So keep bringing Raya, put some Amazana together. Who says that she was an Eishes Ish? I don't think there are Shas's at Teretz. So I wanted to suggest a Teretz. told this over to a few people. Tamid Chomer, they thought that it's also, they thought it's that it's emes. Karmel emes anyway. Rashi was bothered by Akasha. Akasha Matzias. Why do they have to leave the town? He says they put her in a coffin and they left town. Nobody should know. Nobody should realize even that they left town. So what was the big deal? Could have gone to a motel somewhere, and they couldn't find somewhere else to go. They had to get out of town in a coffin. You know, nobody should realize. What was the big deal? That bothered Rashi. Says Rashi, I mean, if that's what you needed, first, that's what people needed to be chayti, was to sneak out of town in a coffin, then we wouldn't have to have an issa yichud. Just guard the gates of the city and make check all the coffins. Like, obviously, it's possible to be chayti without leaving town. So what? So Rashi was bothered by that. So Rashi therefore says she was an eishes ish. Because an eishes ish, the idea of, we see from the halacha of Baal Abir, that an eishes ish is always, an eishes ish, when her husband's in town, she's always afraid to be chayti. What?
So now she's out
of town. Right, so that's the pshat of the story. Why do they have to leave town? Because she was an Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ish won't be Mezana if the husband's in town. So that's just explaining the story. So you see from that, no, it's nothing to do with that. I'm not talking about the Heter Baal Abir. Just you see from the concept of Baal Abir, Rashi saw in the concept of Baal Abir a Metzias. That when it's Baal Abir, then she won't be Mezana. So Rashi, that explains the story. Why do they have to take her out of town? Because she was an Eishes Ish. So you see from that, okay, so that's the one. So you see from there, so why do they have to leave town? Why don't they just go to somewhere where the husband doesn't know where she is? If that's the pshat in the Rashi, so it's still difficult, the story. Why do they have to go to all this? I mean, it's quite an elaborate thing that they have to do. They put her in a coffin, why didn't they just go somewhere where the husband won't know where she is? Apparently that's not enough. It's still called Baal Abir. So that's already arrived to the Chazanish. The Baal Abir is a, I know what he called it. Baal Abir is a psychology. It's irrelevant if the husband knows where she is or not. Nonetheless, it goes from the heading of Baal Abir. Okay, there's a lot of other interesting things to talk about, but we don't really have time for it. The main thing that I wanted to accomplish over here this year is this Chiddush that Ish Le'Ima and Baal Abir, despite the symmetry between them, are beside them, they're fundamentally different.